Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
There's 6 Tuesday lunchtime concerts with the National Symphony Orchestra at the National Concert Hall. Classical and operatic favourites. And we have one to join us this very morning. And that's Megan O'Leal, who is performing today at 1 o'clock. They always say 1:05, I think. Anyway, that's where it is. And it'll also be on the wireless, which is a great thing. Be on Lyric FM as well. But anyway, Megan O'Neill is going to be performing, and she's with us. And I think first a bit of Donizetti. I think so. That is Megan O'Neill, Chacun le Seul, that's what it's called?
Chacun le Seul.
Chacun le Seul, and that is from, tell me what that's from.
La Fille de Régiment by Donizetti.
And where did you record that?
I recorded that, funny enough, at Richard McGrath's house, so he's my accompanist, and yeah. I do my recordings there. So I was at his house during the week, and put the recorder down, recorded it, and sent it in here. So it was very good timing.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That is really lovely.
Yeah.
Firstly, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Hi.
Here we are. It's a big day for you.
Yes, it is.
It's a very big day.
Yes.
Because if you're going to be a singer of any sort of music, to get to sing in the National Concert Hall, big
yes.
deal. And this very day, you are, because it's the Symphony Orchestra's Tuesday summer lunchtime series of concerts, there you'll be on that stage
yes.
today.
I'm so excited.
Is it? Have you imagined this all your life, if you know what I mean, when it comes to your singing? Because you're what age are you?
I'm 27 now.
Right, 27.
Yeah.
So you've been singing since you're a little girl,
yeah.
presumably.
Yes, yeah.
Is this a dream?
This is the dream. I'm even
yes.
emotional just even thinking about it. I'm
yeah.
so excited. National Symphony Orchestra, National Concert Hall, like this is, you know, the Irish singer's dream, definitely.
Yes, yeah.
And I've been dreaming about this day for a very, very long time. I was actually thinking about this morning. I think about when I started my master's in music performance, I didn't even know if I wanted to get into opera. I just liked singing. My teacher, Mary Brennan, was like, go on, go for it, you know, give it a go. And if someone said to me that today I would be singing in the National Concert Hall, I would
yeah.
have said, go away, you're messing with me. Like, it's just a dream come true.
And what age,
yeah.
what age was it that it was that everyone kind of said, you should be an opera singer? But like, you know what I mean? You could have gone different roads, obviously.
Yes, yeah.
When was it? What age were you when that happened?
I think, so my teacher and dear friend, Mary Brennan, I've been going to her since I was 18 years old. So I think she kind of saw that, you know, okay, this could be a possible job for her. But
yes,
I think it
yeah.
was maybe 22, 23 when things started to settle a little bit and started to get a few more jobs.
Because your voice changes all the time.
Voice changes all the time.
Yeah.
All the
yeah.
time. So I was quite late to opera, actually. I did a lot of choir in college. So I have loads of different like musical backgrounds, I suppose. So it was a little bit later on, but I kind of just figured it out myself one day. It was actually during the pandemic, and I didn't want to bring up that word, but here we are. It was during the pandemic that I was like, what happens now? I've just finished my master's, what
yes,
do I do?
Yeah.
That's when I started the doctor in music performance degree, because I was like, I have to do something, because that's when I knew. I was like, I have to have music and opera in my life. I was so passionate about not giving up on the dream
and
at
had
that
you
point.
Loved, had you loved opera all along anyway?
Yeah, I had loved opera proper all along, but again, like, I was really only introduced to it properly, like, fully when I started my master's degree. I did a lot of Irish music growing up, chant, choral music. So yeah, it was 21, 22 when I was like, oh my gosh, this is the feeling that I've been wanting my entire life. I always loved singing, but yeah, I always was reaching for more. Like, I couldn't figure out why I wasn't always fully excited about choral music. I loved it, but I didn't get that feeling in my heart.
But is that because you wanted to be out front?
Yes, I love being on stage.
Well, that's, see, that's the thing.
So yeah,
because if you have that in you,
yes,
it's not going to go away.
Exactly. No, I just have to be performing, singing. It's everything to me. Yeah.
And the National Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's good just starting with a small local band, which is the important thing, because it'd be awful if you were starting. Like, the National Symphony Orchestra is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's huge.
You've sung with an orchestra before?
Sung with orchestra before. I've done like a couple of you know, gigs here and there.
Yeah.
I was in the concert hall actually in December. That was my first time there. John Dexter was conducting. It was Vivaldi, Dixie Dominus, and it was beautiful and I loved it. But this is like a solo. Concert with the NSO. It's like,
yes,
I actually just can't believe it's happening today. I'm just so excited. Believe it's happening.
You'll have the company of the lovely Liz from
amazing,
and she's gorgeous, and she'll guide you through the room and all the rest of it. But I've no doubt she'll calm you when the moment is on. Are your family coming in to see it?
Yes, family are coming up to see it. All the friends as well. They've booked their seats.
Oh,
they're all
wonderful.
So excited, yeah, coming up from Kerry for the day. So
Kerry?
I'm from Killarney.
Killarney.
Yeah, yeah. So I've great support down home. So everyone's really excited for me. Yeah.
Apart from giving them a day out, which is obviously what you're doing, there is that great moment of you moving forward again.
Yes.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And that's very important.
Yeah.
Because please God, all will be well, mm-hmm. and it'll go lovely. And when it does, you will know as well as I do. People are watching and are saying, hang on a second, Megan could do this and Megan could do that.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, building up that, your repertoire, and building up your own confidence, but also people being able to say, do you know what she'd be good at?
Yeah.
And that's what you're hoping for, isn't
it? Exactly, of course. It's like being seen, like, is so important, and your reputation. You're as good as your last gig, as they say. It's really important.
Have you bought a new frock?
Of course I brought a new frock. Yeah.
I'm
very excited. Yeah.
You see, the thing is, the trick is, as far as you're concerned, I'm going to be wearing this more than once. So yeah, you've got to.
You have to think ahead, plan ahead. Yeah. But of course, I think it deserves a new dress, definitely.
Of course it does. Now you're doing some Offenbach on the night, are you?
Yes, yeah, I'm doing the Doll Song. Yeah, yeah. Which is
now
one of my favorites.
We have Joan Sutherland.
Yeah, fabulous.
Yeah, whatever happened to her? Gosh, she was great.
I know.
Anyway, this is Joan Sutherland. Just to give people a taste of something else that they can look forward to today.
Sure.
Yes, he is, from the Tales of Hoffman, the great Joan Sutherland. When you are on that stage today, will you be thinking about, I mean, to be, but nothing except what you're doing, but down the line, is it to move into full opera? I don't mean I don't mean concert opera, but I mean performance opera, where you would be required to do acting and everything as well.
Yes.
Is that another route that you want to go down?
That definitely is the route that I want to go down. When I finish my doctorate in August, hopefully, and I'm finished with education, audition season will be starting in September. Right. And that's the plan, is to audition for everything, everywhere. But yeah, I want like a career in opera and give it a real go.
I mean, you've clearly researched this because you know that you'll be required to travel the world on this thing, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it seems to me, based on what we know here and in Lyric, is that there's no question about it, but we way above our weight, we're boxing way above our weight in terms of opera singers in this country. Yeah. We have a few.
Yes, we do, definitely.
And how lovely for you to be able to say, well, Megan O'Neill is joining those ranks.
Yeah,
which is quite fantastic.
Yeah, it is,
And I'm presuming that today will be recorded, the National Symphony.
Yes, I believe so.
That will also make you feel a little more.
I know. Recordings are so difficult. Yeah. You kind of have to forget. But do you know what's great about if you're recording when there's a live audience? You remember that you're there to perform and, you know, entertain and, you know, serve the music. And I feel like it's easier to record when you have an audience, but recording when there isn't people there is much more difficult.
Well, that's very true. Yeah. So at least, you see, you're going to get the feedback immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you need that.
Like, but you do need that. So is it back to Killarney then? Is that and then let's see.
So I think I'm based in Dublin now, but I'm with Irish National Opera again next year, and I'm on the studio this year, so I work with them a lot and they've been fantastic. So I'm going to continue doing that, continue all the teaching, but really give the audition season a proper go and really put myself and my voice first.
Can I ask a question? Because most people don't know. Does that mean that you travel to auditions? Does that mean that but that could be in Berlin the same as it could be in London.
Or it could be anywhere. Yeah, it could be any. Like, realistically, you apply for absolutely everything.
Right,
it's so hard to even get an audition. When you do, it's like it is a win because it's so hard.
So have you an agent to do this for you?
I don't have an agent yet. I mean, I'm looking into it. Definitely the next move,
But everybody here, certainly internationally,
it helps to have someone help you connect with
the
houses.
They know the connections.
Yeah, they know exactly. And sure, I wouldn't know or be connected. So absolutely.
So, how are you going to find this voice of yours?
I'm just going to just keep practicing, keep going to my teachers, Mary Brennan, Orla Boylan, and my coaches, and just keep doing what I'm doing and trust the process and enjoy the journey.
Absolutely.
I think it's the most important
thing.
But
I'd say you have to be very particular about it.
Yeah.
Particularly on a day of performance.
Yes.
I can't tempt you to an iced fancy.
Fancies today. Only water.
Literally only water.
Water and a banana, and then I'll
for
be a yogurt. Good to go. Yeah.
Good
that's
for
that's
you.
It. It's the only way.
We have you doing a bit of Vivaldi.
Yes.
As well. What is that? What is this piece?
That's De Torrenti from the Dixie Dominus. So that was when I was in the concert hall in December. It's from that
that's
gig.
That's lovely. Well,
conducted by John Dexter.
Yeah, we're going to put that out now.
Fabulous.
Just to say, it's today. It's at 1 o'clock. 1:05, in fact. And go along, if you get a chance, lads, to see Megan O'Neill singing today. Handel as well.
Handel, yes.
And it is very important that people support what you're doing. I'm very impressed with you. I think it's great. Does that mean when you meet you again that I have to call you doctor?
Oh my gosh, please no.
You'll be a doctor in August, September?
Hopefully, I'm submitting my thesis in August and hopefully all will go well. Hopefully my viva will be maybe before or after Christmas, and then when that's done, then and I pass or pass the corrections when that's finished, I graduate probably next spring maybe.
Oh,
but I won't be going by doctor, absolutely not.
Well, if I see you again, I'll call you doctor. Enjoy the National Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
It's going to be such a special moment to stand there in front of this incredible bunch of musicians and just feel the moment.
I can't wait. Yeah.
And even though you have a posh frock on you, pinch yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think those moments, you know, the first time you do something like this, that's, you know.
I'm emotional
excited. Of course you are. Megan, God bless you, and good luck with the future.
Thank you.
Take care. Megan O'Neill, and thanks to her for coming in. And just to remind you again, it's this very day at just after 1 o'clock, presented by Liz, Megan O'Neill, and Sami Rashid is the conductor with the National Symphony Orchestra. It's just an hour. It'd be lovely to be on the wireless as well, to be able to get it on RTÉ Lyric FM. And it is the beginning of the summer 2024 with the National Symphony Orchestra at the National Concert Hall. So we wish her well. I love the excitement. I just love the fact that she's so excited about the whole idea of it. And I just think that's brilliant. And no doubt, please God, it'll all go very well. And it'll be great. Now, the other thing, just to remind you, we mentioned it earlier on, but I just want to mention it again, that the Rising Stars of Irish Opera, they're presenting the singers of the Irish National Opera Studio in a concert showcasing their talents and featuring arias from across the operatic canon. Now, that's happening on the 30th of June at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary with the Irish National Opera Orchestra. Megan is going to be one of the people who will be there, along with the soprano Deirdre Higgins, mezzo-soprano Madeline Judge, and the tenor William Pearson, and Fergus Scheel and studio conductor Maeve Brereton-Hurley conduct the Irish National Opera Orchestra. Just to let you know that that's happening as well. So look, there's no end.
Marty in the Morning on RTÉ Lyric FM with Spry Finance, providing financial choice to the over 60s.
Thank you, Ireland. We're bringing it back. On average, we're now returning over 2.5 million plastic bottles and cans every day. And since launch on February 1st, we've brought back over 150 million drinks containers to deposit return points nationwide. Deposit return ensures we value our resources, recycle more efficiently, and it helps us work towards achieving our EU recycling targets. Return for less litter, less waste, and better recycling for Ireland. Visit return.ie for more.
Marty in the Morning, weekdays on RTÉ Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, Pat Henley was on, or Padraig indeed, to say, Eleanor, happy birthday to Eleanor. And he says, I'll see you later today. Why he couldn't make a phone call, I have no idea. But anyway, he came via us, so that's fine. I feel like an intermediary. Pat Henley for Eleanor on your birthday today. Have a great one. And there was a mention of the intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana for the most beautiful woman on our very special day. Well, you can't argue with facts like that.